What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. As always, I'm your host, Austin Boyer, and before we get into tonight's episode, a few quick podcast shout-outs. Alright, guys, check out the Cult Film Companion podcast, the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast, the Fan in the Van podcast, the Crime Divers podcast, the Sense of Shelf podcast, the Two Mexicans, One Mic podcast, the Heel Truth, the Cigar Store Idiots podcast, Your Daily Writing Habit, hosted by Christine, the Fandalorians, the Decaying with the Boys podcast, the Sons and Shadows cast, Two Men, No Hope, the Haunted Tales podcast, the Quad Pro Quo podcast, the Films and Firm Nation podcast, Bold Talk by Joe, the Mr. Gentleman's podcast, and last but not least, the Chime In podcast. All these podcasts can be found on Good Pods, Spotify, Apple, and Good Pods. Be sure to check them out. All right, guys. Now, I was not going to do an episode this week. I had previously said that I wasn't because of the Elimination Chamber being this past Saturday. I did a review. So this episode was not planned, but there has been some news coming up that Vince McMahon is backing creative. There has been rumors going around that Vince McMahon had returned to WWE, but I have not seen anything. But now all these rumors have come out today and yesterday that Vince McMahon is back in creative and that WWE is advertising Vince McMahon for WrestleMania. Now, if this is true, which nothing has been confirmed yet, WWE would be in big trouble. And I've said this numerous times. The way WWE has been lately has been the best that I've seen it in recent years. Now, if for some reason Vince does come back full time, you know, will he take over creative? He may not be in creative now, but could that happen? Of course. It's Vince McMahon. Now, should we be worried right now? No. Because while, yes, he could take over creative in the near future, keep in mind, Vince McMahon does have all these lawsuits. He's being sued left and right. So, I know the man's a billionaire, but to see him back in WWE this soon, I don't know. Unless, you know, Vince, you know, is scheming and found some way around it, who knows? It seemed like he was in a hurry to get back once his sexual assault accusations cleared up. But then it was rumored that he was coming back to just sell WWE. He was coming back for the sale of the company. And now we hear that he could possibly be back in creative, which has many fans worried, including myself, but we shouldn't worry just yet. You know, because like I said, there's so many accusations and lawsuits on Vince right now. I feel that WWE is not in a hurry to bring him back anytime soon. And even if he does come back, I don't feel that he'll be in creative. It seems as Triple H has that under control. And the way things are going for WWE right now, you know, I don't see Vince, you know, taking over. Because if I was Vince McMahon, I'd be pretty pleased with what Triple H has done in the you know, few months that he's taken over. Because I see more positive things coming out than negative when it comes to the creative aspect when it comes to the creative side of WWE, I see more positive things. You know, and I wouldn't be saying that months ago, you know, when Vince McMahon was still in control. You know, it's crazy that all this stuff comes up, and when one article gets posted, fans go nuts. But that's why I always say, you know, to find a trusty source. Find one you can trust and stick with it, because there's not a lot out there that are very truthful. And even when you do find one that you trust, there's always something that comes out about this one line or that one line. So really, can you trust anybody? One source that I found credible, and I may get a lot of heat for saying this, but Zero News has been pretty on spot. He's been, you know, pretty credible as of late. And I know this guy was getting a lot of heat in the beginning, but from what I've seen, he's been pretty credible. And the same goes for Sean Ross Sapp as well. Even though I'm not going to pay to be a member of his, you know, whatever he has, I do think he's very credible. Sorry, Sean. I just, you know, I don't really have the money for it right now. But maybe in the near future I will. But I do find Sean Ross Sapp is very credible. I haven't seen anything so far as to them lying or being dishonest or just nonsense. I haven't seen any of that. So that's one source that I would trust. But back to this whole Vince McMahon situation, and I want to kind of clear that up about, you know, when somebody posts an article and fans go nuts. I think this is the case with the whole Vince McMahon is coming back creative thing. Unless it is confirmed, you know, we don't know if it's true or not. And even if it is confirmed, you know how much of it is true. But as far as Vince returning, I don't see it happening anytime soon. But that's just my opinion. Like I said, unless he can find a way around all these accusations, all these lawsuits, which I don't see happening, you know, who knows? He's a billionaire. He'll do what he wants. Unless somebody could stop him. But that's my opinion. So, I personally don't want to see Vince back in WWE. I think they are fine without him. I've said it time and time again. He needs to stay as far away from creative as possible. Yes, he's done things for us that are memorable, you know, the storylines, the characters, and we appreciate that, but as of now, he needs to stay away. Now, if he comes back in the near future, who knows, but we'll just have to see. But I'm pretty pleased with everything that's happened with WWE so far. I do think that Raw could improve a little better. I do agree with the claim that Monday Night Raw is too long of a show for 3 hours. It seems like that last hour just kind of drags. But, you know, maybe some people like the 3 hours of Raw. You know, I used to, but 3 hours is a lot. I think SmackDown is just right. You know, you get a good amount of action. And you're not tired by 10 o'clock. You know, you get 2 hours of action and it ends at 10 o'clock. You know, you're done. You don't have to wait till 11. But yeah, I do think Raw should be 2 hours. That's just what I think. Like I said, some people like the 3 hours, but I don't know. But anyways, guys, I also want to talk about CM Punk for a minute. We haven't talked about CM Punk in a while. But with all this drama with AEW and CM Punk, could it be possible that CM Punk leaves AEW once his contract is up and goes to New Japan? And the reason I'm saying that is because CM Punk was just spotted at a New Japan Pro Wrestling event. So could that be possible that he goes to New Japan? Now, obviously, it's kind of clear that, CM Punk is very unhappy. That, there's a lot going on. And he just does not want to be in AEW. And I think if Punk does return to AEW, I feel that, the drama will continue. I feel that Tony Khan's only, he probably feels that the only way to kill the drama is to keep CM Punk off TV, to keep CM Punk away from the Elite, to keep him away from the Young Bucks and Omega and everyone else involved. So, I don't see CM Punk returning to AEW anytime soon. I am a little surprised that the Young Bucks returned before he did, but considering they were just as much a part of this as he was, I'm not taking sides on this. I am a CM Punk fan, but I do see rights and wrongs on both ends. But for Tony Khan to bring the Young Bucks back, I just thought that was, it wasn't a very classy move on his part, but it is what it is. Now, CM Punk, I believe he came in there to do what he thought was best for business. But who knows, I wasn't there, so I really can't say that. But I do believe there's a possibility that CM Punk does return to professional wrestling, just not AEW. Maybe even WWE. If he can mend things with Triple H and everybody, in WWE, which is very possible, because Triple H has said before on a CM Punk return, he said that, anything is possible. Anybody can return. The door is open. So I could see that happening as well. But then again, who knows? But hopefully we see CM Punk return soon. But we'll see. And last but not least, guys, I know this isn't professional wrestling related, but Tommy Fury versus Jake Paul this Saturday. Sunday. Who do you guys got? Do you guys got Fury or Paul? I personally got Tommy Fury. I think he's the far better boxer. I feel like he has more experience. I do know people were saying that Tommy Fury does not have, the greatest boxing ability. And then a lot of people he's fought have had 100-plus losses on their record. But you have to keep in mind that a lot of the guys he fought do have boxing experience. And the last fight Tommy had, he fought a 10-1 fighter, meaning he had 10 fights and one loss to his record. And I believe Tommy Fury did fight a 2-0 record at one 2-0 guy at one point. So, in my opinion, I'm picking Fury for this one. I just wanted to say that real quick. I will say again, I am impressed by Logan Paul. I am impressed with his skill as far as in-ring ability. I'm not very thrilled about the Seth Rollins feud, but who knows? But I am impressed with his ability, his wrestling ability, and how serious he's taking it. So I will say that. Just not impressed with the whole Seth Rollins and Logan Paul type stuff. I do think Seth Rollins deserves a little bit more better than that. But, oh well. It also looks like at WrestleMania we're getting Bobby Lashley versus Bray Wyatt. I know there was a lot of confusion at the Elimination Chamber, but it does seem clear with Omos, issuing a challenge to Brock Lesnar at Mania, it does seem that we will be getting Bobby Lashley versus Bray Wyatt, which makes total sense. I did say that before, not to toot my own horn, but it would just make sense, given that Bobby Lashley, you know, is a full-time wrestler, Brock is not. So, you know, you gotta have a story. You know, if you're feuding with Bray Wyatt, you have to tell a decent story, and the best way to do that is to have Lashley versus Bray Wyatt. Now, I did read that WWE is throwing kind of a curveball. They could be throwing a curveball at us. This could end up being a Fatal 4-Way match. Omos, Lashley, Lesnar, Wyatt, who knows? Or, you know, they could just go with, you know, Lesnar versus Omos, Lashley versus Wyatt, who knows? But it does seem like all these four are tied together, so I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up being a Fatal 4-Way match at WrestleMania. Because to be honest, in all the matches that Lesnar's had in WrestleMania, all his matches have been exciting, and all his matches have been high-profile matches. The same with Bray Wyatt, not saying that Bobby Lashley isn't a big match, because it is. But, you know, I do feel that this will be a Fatal 4-Way match, because yeah, Bray Wyatt and Lashley is a good match. But Omos and Lesnar, come on. That match to me just doesn't make sense. Especially with Brock Lesnar's previous opponents at WrestleMania. It doesn't really make sense to have just to throw him with Omos. When you look at Omos's win-loss record, he's not taken very serious. And to my knowledge, he's been squashed a few times. So I do feel that the WWE has something up their sleeve. I don't think we'll be getting Lesnar versus Omos at Mania. I do see it being a Fatal 4-Way match. But anything's possible. Again, if they do book Omos versus Lesnar, this is just another way for WWE to squash Omos. But when you look on the other side of things, when you look at Lashley versus Wyatt, this is a good booking decision for Bray Wyatt, because a win over Lashley would book him to look stronger. Bray Wyatt would look stronger going forward. And with Bray Wyatt's recent match and the mixed reviews it had with LA Knight in the Pitch Black match, Bray Wyatt needs to have a decent match. Bray Wyatt needs to look strong. That is important, you know, going into Mania, and it's important after Mania. Bray Wyatt has to look good. And like I said, the Pitch Black match had, you know, mixed reviews. I, for one, enjoyed it, but I see why others didn't. So to make up for that, a win over Bobby Lashley would do Bray Wyatt some good. But I still don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, who knows? But I do feel that this isn't the way it's going to end up. But anyways, guys, I just wanted to drop a quick episode. I did say that, you know, I wasn't going to do an episode this week, being that I reviewed the chamber, but I figured, you know what the heck. I know you guys miss my voice. I know you all wanted a new episode. So I want to just drop a quick one real quick. Give everybody a quick update. My thoughts on what's going on. I'm honestly excited for this Tommy Fury versus Jake Paul fight. Even though it's not pro wrestling related. I know, but I'm excited for it. But anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will catch you guys next Friday. If you wanted to subscribe to my podcast for 99 cents a month, the link will be in the episode description, so be sure to check that out. Be sure to check all the podcasts that I listed in the beginning of this episode. And I will catch you guys next Friday. Have a good night. God bless. And I will see you guys next week. Goodbye.